Blog Talk Radio.
Grace and peace be unto you. Welcome each of you to Ignite, our weekly broadcast centered on infusing you with the Word of God, inciting His power, and provoking His passion within you. Our desire is that our broadcast will establish growth, new zeal, and God's purpose for your life. This is Pastor Lakeisha Camp Grant, founder of A Diamond in the Rough Ministries, and I will be your weekly infuser. I am delighted at the opportunity to usher you into the best part of your life. Stay tuned.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Ignite. This is Apostle Lakeisha Grant, and I am the founder and the senior pastor here at A Diamond in the Rough Ministries. We are located in the beautiful city of Richmond, Virginia. We are at 6209 Lakeside Avenue in Henrico, Virginia, and we are so glad that you have decided to join us for our Word Infusion on tonight. I pray that everyone has had a wonderful week thus far and that the blessings of the Lord have been resting upon your life. You have been experiencing the overflow of His blessings, of His goodness, of His kindness, of His grace, and even in those spaces that may be a little bit uncomfortable, I still just believe that God is still in the blessing business. He's still in the grace business. He's still in the mercy business, and He's still full of abundant love. Amen. Amen. I feel like I've been away from, amen, teaching Bible study for a couple of weeks. Amen. I always like to give space, amen, for those in the ministry. I am not a leader who believes, and that is just my voice and my voice only. But I believe that, amen, because we are an apostolic ministry, that there are many voices here. And so we have been graced over the last couple of weeks with, amen, being taught by some of our ministry leaders. And it has certainly been a blessing to, I know for myself, and I know everybody else, amen, has been feeling blessed as well by the words that have been coming forth. And so, amen, I'm not going to belabor our time. We're going to get right into our Bible study on tonight after we have this word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you on tonight, and we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us. We thank you, Lord, for protecting us. We thank you, God, for your love. We thank you, Father God, that we can come, Father God. Your word says that we can come to your throne in our time, come to the throne of mercy in our time of distress, and amen, that you'll extend mercy to us in our time of trouble. So we are grateful, oh God, that we can come before your throne and we can lay our burdens, we can lay our heaviness, we can lay everything that is in our heart down. And Father God, believe that we can pick up your yoke, because your yoke says that your yoke is easy and the burden of your yoke of love and goodness and grace is light. And so we take that on tonight. Father God, get our hearts ready to hear what you have to speak to us on tonight, Father. Make our hearts ready and receptive to what you're going to say on tonight. Father God, we thank you for words of instruction. We thank you for words of direction, and we thank you that you love us enough, Father God, to bring us out of the unknown into the knowing. Father, we bless you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Glory to God. I don't know if you all remember. Y'all remember a couple of weeks ago, amen, amen, when we were in our consecration period, and we had started in our Bible study with the Psalm 51, mm-hmm. Amen, and I don't want to leave off of that. I really want to finish that up, amen, because I really believe that there is a lot more in that. I believe that there was more to really discuss in this whole Psalm 51, amen. The last time we talked about the Psalms 51, we talked about this text, or we talked about this particular song being a psalm of deliverance, amen. And I, for one, personally, I remember even years ago, amen, when I was going through certain things and I needed God to hear my heart, I would pray this psalm. I would pray it diligently. I would pray it, and I would pray it, and I would pray it, and I would speak it over myself. Amen. Because I believe that there's a certain posture that we need to be in before we know God will hear us. Amen. And I realized, amen, that there were some things I had to identify about myself. There's something, and even as I come into His presence, I had to come honest and pure and holy. And so I would begin to pray this because I didn't know what to say. Amen. 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 Have you ever been like that? Amen. It is the word gives us the words to say. Some of us, we don't have, you know, some. So everybody does not have the gift of articulation. Amen. And that's so true that sometimes we come before God's presence and we want to be like other people because other people are gifted with articulation. But you don't have to have the gift of articulation. All you have to have is the word. Amen. If you have the word, hallelujah, amen. That is the word that he responds to. He responds to his amen. Word. And so as I was growing in God, I began to understand that he really does respond to his word. And if I pray his word to him, that he is going to hear. Amen. Because what we do is when we pray God's word to him, he hears his heart, not our heart, his amen. Heart. Hallelujah. So the word is the heartbeat of God. So when we begin to give the word to him, that he hears his heartbeat pounding. Hallelujah. And he has to respond to his heartbeat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so Psalm 51 is a part of my regular, even when I feel like, even now, when I feel like I'm getting out of the pocket, or I feel like if I'm going to God and I can't fathom words to say, I will begin my prayer with Psalm 51. And then that always triggers something in my spirit to lead me into another place of prayer.
Amen.
Amen. So, again, we talked about repentance and how to go before God, because that's important, because if we want God to hear us, hallelujah, we need to go, amen, we need to go to him in the right kind of posture. We can't go to him full of ourselves, big-headed, or whatever the case may be. We have to go before God humble, and the greatest level of humility is, or the greatest level of coming before God in a place of humbleness is repentance. Amen. Saying, God, I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Not just I'm sorry, but I'm willing and I am eager to change. Amen. So we talked about that on before. So today we're going to talk about two other aspects of this particular text. Amen. That we talked about. I gave you all the full gamut. We talked about, I told you we were going to talk about repentance, identification, justification, purification, regeneration, and enforcement. Amen. So we already talked about repentance. So tonight we're going to talk about identification and justification. Amen. So we're still talking from the perspective of deliverance. We want, remember we were talking about, amen, when we were looking, going through our consecration area, our consecration period, we were talking about being delivered wholly and completely. Amen. Because there's one thing about being delivered, but remember we talked about deliverance is like pulling off layers of an onion. Hallelujah. That, it, you know, some things do just happen. Hallelujah. But some things happen through time. Hallelujah. And so in order for those things to begin to manifest in our lives, there's some things that we have to do to facilitate the movement of the deliverance. And so the first thing we talked about is repentance. The next thing we're talking about tonight is identification and justification. Amen. So that is going to take us to Psalm 51, and I'm going to read verses 3-6. Those are going to be our verses, or our key verses that we're going to really study on tonight. Amen. The scripture says, "For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part you make me know wisdom." So, because we were all born in sin, every single person on the planet, all of us, I don't care how holy sanctified we are, I don't care how wonderful we are, I don't care how wonderful or anointed we feel like we are, every one of us, we were born in sin. Amen. And so because we were born in sin, we all were born in what's called a deficiency. Amen. Everybody was born with a deficiency. Nobody was born whole. Hallelujah. We all were born with a deficiency. And because we were born with a deficiency, we were also born with what's called a seek. All of us were born. It's like a two-part thing that was going on. You was born without something, but you was born with something to make you want something. Amen. Amen. Each of us were born with two types of seek. We were born with a natural seek and a spiritual seek. Amen. I mean, even those who claim to say they do not believe in God, there is a seek. All of us were born with a seek. Amen. Now, listen, salvation, identification gives us redirection. So what does that mean? So the scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That scripture is coupled with what we were born, that we were born in sin. Amen. And so we were born in deficiency. And so because of our deficiency, we have a seek. We have a natural seek and a spiritual seek. So for the spiritual seek, the Lord has a remedy. He said, for your spiritual seek, I want you to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. And for your natural seek, I'm going to give you a desire for those in whom you come in contact with. So our natural proclivity is, or our natural seek is for our mothers and for our fathers. Think about it. When you're born, the first thing you want is what? What your mama got to offer. You seek. Babies don't, they can't see. They know that there is something this person that they're touching has. They can smell it. Amen? Amen. So there is a seek that you have when you grow. And it's the same thing in the spirit. That when you give your life to Jesus, when you decide to turn your life over to Jesus Christ, it should provoke a seek in you. Amen. That when you are new in the gospel, when you are new in or a new Christian or a baby Christian, the first thing we should be looking for to the milk of the gospel. Hallelujah. We should be looking for God to give us the milk and the gospel. So as we begin to grow, and as we begin to understand that we have these two types of seek, and amen, and we have our natural seek and we have our spiritual seek, we have to understand that when we have these seek of who we are. Y'all give me a minute, because I'm kind of building here. I got a lot of notes, so I'm trying to not to overwhelm in the notes. So our natural proclivity is, as I said, is through our mouth. Our spiritual receptive, let's say this, our natural receptacle, because we have a seek. And so because we have a seek, there is a place that we need that seek, what we're seeking to enter in. So because of our natural man, our natural seek enters through the mouth receptacle, right? Our spiritual seek enters through the heart receptacle, right? And so once we get these things in us, like say you eat food, you begin to get the nutrients or the things that are detrimental to you from eating the food. That's what happens with a baby. When you feed a baby as a little baby, if you give a baby a steak, they're going to die. Amen? Because they're not able to process it. If you give the baby milk, they're able to process that. So the same is in the natural. Because we have this seed, God begins to give us spiritual milk at the beginning. He gives a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. Now, you become what you eat. So babies, when you give them milk, hallelujah, they become big. They develop because milk has the calcium in it, and it has all of the other attributes that are needed to develop the children neurologically and to develop them physically. It's the same as in the spirit. So as God begins to feed the seed that we have, we begin to grow. We become what we eat. Hallelujah. We become what we eat. Now, right now, we're talking about identity. Amen. We're talking about identifying ourselves. Now, I had to use the scenario seek and the baby, because we have to start as a little person for us to help us understand how you are developed into who you are. So the more you eat, the more things you consume, the more like what you eat you become. Hallelujah. And so let's say your mama started you out feeding you good. Your mama started you out giving you all of the things that you needed, the milk. And then as you got a little bigger, you had the little Gerber stuff and all of the good stuff. And you had the veggies and all of that cute little stuff. And then all of a sudden, mama started giving you McDonald's. So you went from eating good and getting the nutrition that your body needs to now you're getting these byproducts. Now you're getting the byproduct. You're getting all of the things that are not that are detrimental to your development. And so you're still eating, but you're not growing. You're not becoming, you're not developing the way you should. And then you begin to take on the attributes of the things that you're eating. Amen. So, amen, if you eat enough McDonald's, even as a baby, you become obese.
Yeah.
Amen. Babies can get diabetes. Babies can have all kinds of illnesses, amen, because of what they eat. So as we begin to grow in the things of God because of our seek, amen, it's wonderful to seek after and allow the Spirit of God, amen, to begin to pour things into us. But then what happens is we allow our pot or our pot to get tainted. Amen, because we have our own ideologies, we have pain, we have hurt, we have rejection, we have all of these different things that we take into our hearts. Amen, and this creates who we are. Now, we started out as perfect little people. Amen, you're born perfect little people. And all of a sudden, because of the things that you're fed, you lose who you are. Amen?
Amen.
And so when we begin to look at this text, when David is talking to the Lord, he said, "For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned." And so when we begin to really look at this text, and the reason I started out with the concept that I use is to understand that as we begin to grow, as we begin to develop, and as we begin to find our identification in God, we slip away from or we lose our identity along the way. And a lot of times we lose our identity because of things we take in. Are you getting it?
Yeah,
we lose our identity because right at the beginning, you were perfect at the beginning, remember? You remember when your mama had you? You was the cutest thing ever. Perfect. You were perfect. When as mama gave you that milk and all of those wonderful things, you were perfect. You were getting everything you need. But once things started getting added to you, that's when all of these issues started coming. Same thing in the spirit. Once these things started getting added to us, then we begin to identify with some different things. And so when David is talking here and he begins to identify with his issues, he realizes that in the cusped or as he's dealing with all of his issues, I can blame my mama, I can blame my daddy, I can blame my cousin, I can blame my uncles, I can blame everybody. But the reality is, God, it really is against you. You're the only one I'm sinning against. Because I realize you made me perfect, but I chose to step out of the perfection of how you created me, and I chose to allow different things. I chose to allow myself to consume different things that put me into a place of not being perfect. Now, we're talking about being delivered. Hallelujah. Because a lot of we wrestle with stuff. Amen. We wrestle with different things, different proclivities, different attitudes, different mindsets, and a lot of those things are because of things we eat. Amen. It started out somebody was feeding you, but then it progressed to you started feeding yourself that thing. Hallelujah. Yeah, it started out mama started giving you McDonald's, but you got a proclivity for McDonald's now, and so now you feed yourself that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, hallelujah. Okay. So, again, we're talking about the natural seek and the spiritual seek and how God is growing. So, when we begin to look at the scripture, it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's in Luke 6:45. And so, what we begin to understand about the spiritual thing that when we eat stuff in the spirit, we regurgitate it out of our mouth. So if we eat love, if we eat joy, if we eat happiness, all of these wonderful attributes, we will regurgitate those things in the natural. So what you do in the spirit always exudes itself or shows forth itself in the natural. Amen. So you can never hide who you are. See, that's why David is talking now about the identification, because you become what you eat. So if you say I'm loving and I'm kind, your mouth may say it. Hallelujah. You didn't trick. See, what we have learned in this dispensation, in this age and time, amen, where at first, you know, that's the one thing about dealing with kids. Kids, they can't hold what's in here. It comes out. It just busts out. But see, what we have learned to do is we have learned to kind of become sophisticated. So we now tell our heart, no, we can't say that. We can't do that. Because that's not right. So we've trained ourselves not to really be or not to really speak those things that are out of our heart. But the truth of the matter is, if you get pushed far enough, then the abundance of your heart will come out. You ever find yourself riding down the road? Help me, Holy Ghost. You ever find yourself riding down the road? Hallelujah. Somebody cut in front of you? Oh, that's when you find out what's in your heart for real. That's when you find out what's in your heart for real. You want to know what's in your heart? You want to know what you got to find out? When you hear somebody that talks about you and they somebody wronged you and you know you're right, that's when you find out what's really in your heart. I mean, really in your heart. That's what you find out. You say, all these many years, I've been with the Lord. See, we're talking about identification. Amen. Because a lot of times we like to blame and say, well, this is why I am this way or this is why I am that way. But David, he's saying here, he say, you know what, God? It ain't nobody. It ain't nobody. It's this thing between me and you. This thing is between me and you because you created me perfectly. I don't know how I found my place of imperfection. Amen. How many believe that? Okay. Hallelujah. Okay. Jeremiah 17 and 9 tells us that the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? So when we begin to understand about the matters of the heart and how David is speaking out of his heart, hallelujah, we understand that our heart even sometimes will trick us. It'll trick us into saying, making our mouth say things that it shouldn't say, even though it's not really what's inside of us or the truth of who we are. And watch this right here. And this is another thing he began to talk to me about today. Okay, now let me go somewhere else. Okay, so as David is talking, and he's talking about his sin and God, this is between me and you. This has nothing to do with anybody else. So what David is doing in this text, he's identifying his deficiency, right? He's identifying. So we all know we have a deficiency. No matter how sanctified we are, we have a deficiency. We were born in with a deficiency. So we all got that. And so when we can identify our deficiency, then we can make ourselves available for the remedy. So he's saying, God, against you and only you have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak and blameless when you judge. So what he's saying is he's not asking God to judge him, but he's saying, God, because I have slipped out of the place of perfection into imperfection, if you were to release judgment on me, I understand. I'm just being honest with myself. I'm being understand that I understand about the deficiency that I have and that I have had a proclivity to do these certain things because of my deficiency. And so when we can identify our deficiencies, then we can go on to receive the remedy. Amen. Does that make sense? That makes sense. Like going to the doctor, right? You're going to the doctor, amen, and you just go and you just sit in the office. And you don't tell the doctor what's wrong. You don't tell the doctor, I don't feel good. He's like, sir, ma'am, why are you here? I don't know. Well, I don't know what your deficiency is, so how can I help you? You have to be able to identify what your deficiency is so that we can be helped. Amen. And really, what David is saying in this text is the deficiency is not external. It's internal. And see, this is one of the biggest, the Lord had to help me with this about deliverance. Because through that, people may upset you, people hurt your feelings, people do things to you. He said, but really, the deficiency is not them, it's you. It's because something was deficient in you that caused whatever they did to seep into a broke place. Wow. That's all pain is. Pain is that somebody found a crack and they were able to chisel at your crack. That's all pain is. So when people inflict pain upon you, that's because there was an open space to receive it. The Bible says, love covers a multitude. Love covers. So if you fill up with love, then nothing can get in. If we fill up with love, now let's go back to our seat. I've been seeking God all my life. I've been saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then sister such and such said, I can't stand you. You make me sick. You a liar. Well, sister Watermelon, I didn't lie. Yes, you did. Hurt, pain, anger. Wait a minute. You said you was filled up with the Holy Ghost. Why are you mad? Because you said you Holy Ghost is love. That's the love of Jesus. So you fill up with the Holy Ghost. That means there is a deficiency in us. It's a crack. Something was there. Something was there so that that pain could get in and create a wedge. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, the remedy. What is the remedy? What is the remedy? The remedy is truth. The remedy is truth. Okay? He said, behold, excuse me, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part you will make me know wisdom. So, when he's talking, this is the justification part, justifying, God, you knew my deficiency. You knew my shortcomings because you knew we was all born this way. You knew I had a proclivity to cuss folk out. You already knew this about me. You knew that when I was born, this was going to be my issue. You knew my issue was going to be I can't keep my hand to myself, or I get angry quick, or whatever our deficiencies are. You already knew what my deficiencies are. So not justification from the aspect of it's validating your foolishness, but justifying, letting God know, I know I was made incomplete, and I know I cannot be complete without you. And when we accept the completeness of Christ, that means we accept the truth of what his fullness does for us. The remedy. Again, I always say, or this is what the scripture, not me, I don't say it. Because truth, it gives birth to wisdom. This is what he's saying here. He's saying, you know how I was born. You know what was in me. You know that stuff that, hey, man, you know what my mama was dealing with. You know what my daddy was dealing with. That's just like on Tuesday when we were praying, amen, and praying, and the Lord began to, we was praying for the baby. And the Lord began to say how parents, mothers, you transfer things to your baby. And then you don't even think about that when you're pregnant, when your baby is in the womb, your umbilical cord is not just a natural connection. It's a spiritual connection. You are not just feeding your child naturally, but you are feeding them spiritually. Yeah. Hallelujah. So, amen. So if you in your pregnancy, if you deal with rage, if you deal with hate, if you deal with rejection, if you deal with brokenness, amen, your baby could come out and you can give them the best life, but they still broken. Because you transferred that to them through the umbilical cord. And so this is what David is saying. I understand my genetic makeup. My genetic makeup says my mama was a certain kind of way. My daddy was a certain kind of way. I know this. And I know you know this. And so I don't want to live my life according to my genetic makeup. I need to live my life according to how the perfection that you gave me when you came into my life. And see, that's a lot of times what we do. I find myself doing it sometimes too, that we get caught up and we find these sad things in our lives or these broken things in our life according to the genetic makeup that we carry. When my mama did it, my daddy did it, they did it, so now I do it. When we really don't have to do it, when we're supposed to be born again in Jesus Christ. It's the craziest thing that we say these things, but we really, and the Lord is really going to deal with us Sunday about, you know, he began to tell me about the word and how the word is, we don't have, what is he saying? Trying to help us understand about, you say you read the word, but you don't have a revelation of the word. We get in the word. We know the word. We know it. You know the word, but you don't have no revelation of the word. Because if we really had a revelation of the word, when he said you're born again, you are no longer connected to the DNA strand that your mama and daddy had. You don't even have that DNA anymore. You have the DNA of Jesus Christ. So why do we keep fumbling and dumbling and finding ourselves in this broken place and identifying with that? word. So we don't live in the revelatory power of God's word. We live in the fact that I know it. And I'm hoping it's going to work for me.
Wow.
That's where we live. We live at that address. We live at 2100 Hope Street. That's where we live. I hope it's going to work. I hope God is going to do it. I hope God is going to fix it without believing or really letting the word. I'm telling you, listen, y'all, I'm not saying this to you. I'm saying this to me. I'm saying that because when the Holy Spirit showed that to me, I said, wow. He said, you know the word, but you don't understand. You know, you have no revelation of the word, because if you had the revelation of what the word is saying, so many things would not be an issue. So many things would not be an issue at all, because you have the revelation of what the word says. Having sickness would not be an issue, because the revelation of the word says, by his stripes I'm healed, point blank. That's it. Amen. Amen. We don't have a revelation of when he said, and the last shall be first. Hallelujah. The fact that my time may have not came yet, but it's inevitable that before I leave this earth, it's got to happen for me.
Amen.
That's the revelation
Amen.
Of the word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The revelation of the word says I walk by faith. The word says I walk by faith. The revelation of it, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know all things work together for the good of those who love him and who are called according to his purpose.
Amen.
That's the revelation. So I don't have to know what's going to happen tomorrow. I know it's going to be for my good.
Yes.
I don't have to know how things are going to work out. I know it's going to be for my good. I don't have to know. I know it's going to be for my good because the revelation of the word tells me that. The word tells me that. So as David is talking, he says, like, he's telling God, God, I know my stuff. I know it, but I know you. See, that's what, you gotta love David, y'all. You gotta love him.
Yeah.
He said, behold, you desire truth in the innermost being. So he's talking to God and he said, oh, Jesus, Lord. He's talking to God and he's saying, yeah, God, I know you know my stuff. But see, I know you and you have there is a seek you have from me. See, not even, see, I'm seeking you. But see, the Bible says deep call unto deep.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you begin to seek him, he said, let me go back. And in sin, my mother conceived me. So that was his seek to God. You know my stuff. But then he said, but behold, there is something that you want from me. So he's saying, I know that in spite of what I'm having to deal with, in spite of my indiscretions or whatever the case, there is a place in me that you want to connect with.
Amen.
He said, you desire truth in the innermost being. That's not like how, you know, it's not a sidebar thought. It's not like, oh, well, God just wants us to tell truth. No. This partners with the scripture. This partners with the word, and the truth shall make you free. This is what David is saying here, or this is what this is alluding to when you put these together. What it's saying is God desires truth in the innermost part, because when we get truth in our innermost being, nothing can hold us bondage, because now we walk in the revelatory power of the word.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
I myself out. Jesus. My God, do y'all get that? Once we know the truth, God says, I want you to, David is saying, God, I know you want me to get your truth, because once I get your truth deep down on the inside of me, once it gets in my bones, when it pushes out that old DNA, it pushes out that ugly DNA, and then it reinfuses me with a new kind of DNA. And when I get that kind of DNA, then that tells me that the word is pulsating through my body.
Yes.
I am the walking, talking epistle. God Almighty,
yes.
I am the living word.
Yes.
My God,
yes.
This is what David is trying,
yes.
is saying. That's why this is about justification. I'm justified in Christ.
Yes.
I am made whole in him. With all my deficiencies, there is justification when I allow the truth of who he is to get deep down on the inside of me. My God.
Glory.
Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. I begin, hallelujah, to understand that truth, again, truth is like an antiseptic. Hallelujah. An antiseptic is a substance which inhibits the growth and the development of disease-causing microorganisms. It's like, what is it? What does the Listerine thing say? Kills the germ that cause bad breath. So an anesthetic is, or not anesthetic, an antiseptic, because anesthetic is numbing. We don't want to numb it. Amen. But the antiseptic is what is applied or what is used to kill the bad stuff. So the Lord wants us, he wants us to take truth like an antibiotic. Cause that thing to get deep and clean out all that mess. Yes. Hallelujah. Clean out all of our stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen. And then he says, and in the hidden part, you will make me know wisdom. Ooh. So that means, listen, that means that once I take the antiseptic, hallelujah, and the germs get cleaned out, it is going to expose something different in me. Holy Ghost. It will expose something different in me. And so because there are not going to, there will not be any other options to choose. I'm going to have to choose what's in me. That's his power. That's his glory. Yes, that's his, yes. Because all the antiseptic has cleaned all of the bad stuff out. So the only thing that's left is his goodness, his kindness, glory his love, God. The yeah. fruit of the spirit, patience, love, joy. Come on, long suffering. Hallelujah. That's what's left in us once the Holy Spirit cleans us out. Hallelujah. Truth. That's what truth is. That's what truth does. That's what truth is. But a lot of times, glory to God, I don't know, have you all, you get the Listerine or something. When you put it in, that's a burn. Ooh, good gracious. That's the worst. You'll be like, oh, Lord, it's going to burn my gums off. But it's because it's killing the bacteria in your mouth. Amen. The more bacteria you have, the more it's going to burn. Hallelujah, because we got to kill it. But many of us, we avoid using the antiseptic because we don't want to endure the pain of the cleaning process. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. No, I forgo it today. No, clean your mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Clean that junk out of you. Hallelujah. That's why the doctor says when you're taking an antibiotic, don't stop until you're done. Because, you know, you start feeling better, and you're like, oh, I'm done. I'm good. No, boo. It need to get down to the deep, ugly stuff. It need to get down to the root of the issue. Hallelujah. Because, see, when you start taking an antibiotic for the first couple of days, you know what all it does? All it does is cure your symptoms.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It doesn't, look, really, it does not begin to heal the root of your issue till the end of the regimen. Ha, Yaboko. It doesn't begin to heal you until the end of the regimen. So if you don't finish the antibiotic, then you run the risk of becoming sick again because you have not completed the course. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, God, I need you to get, once you get deep, you get that truth deep down in me. Once that antiseptic gets in me and starts to clean that stuff out, then when there is no other options, no other options in me, then he said, you'll make me know wisdom.
Yes.
Then you'll make me know wisdom. Because there are no other options. I have to come face to face with God's truth.
Glory.
And God's truth is always going to lead me in the right direction.
Yes.
It's always going to lead me in the right direction. Wisdom is God's GPS. God's positioning system. That's what wisdom is.
Yeah.
Wisdom is God's positioning system for us. You want to know the will of God? Ask for wisdom. The Bible says, ask for wisdom about anything. He'll give it to you liberally. Yeah. That's the one thing you can have. Ghost. That's the one thing you can have. Hallelujah. Listen, he'll send tons of wisdom to you. Listen, there you'll be going to bed at night. Hallelujah. You'll be coming in out of truckload. Now you got a package coming. It's wisdom. You got another package. It's wisdom. You got another package. It's wisdom. My God. He said you can have as much as you want. Because he understands that is the GPS for your life. You want to know how to have a successful life, how to live in the will, how to do the things you want to do. Get wisdom. Get wisdom. But in order to fully receive wisdom, you have to allow truth to do its work in you. We have to allow the truth. And that's what David, that's why I said this part was about justification. Not justifying your sin, but justifying I am, but I was, but I don't have to be. Because in him, I can be. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm justified by him. How? Because I receive his wisdom, because I've taken the time to allow the truth. Amen. It may have stung a little bit. It may have made me uncomfortable, because that's what truth does. Don't it make us uncomfortable? Mm-hmm. My God, it's the worst thing. You could be the smartest person in the world, but if you ever run into the truth, that thing make you feel so awkward and weird. Don't it? I have to check myself sometimes because, God, thank you. I thank God for giving me the information that he gives me and giving me the wisdom. But sometimes I got to check that thing because I will run into the truth and that thing will smack me and I'll be like, ooh, pride, you better sit there. Come on here, pride. Come on now. We got to sit down. Yo, I'm the only one.
No.
I promise you. I got a man, pride. We got to, that's it, pride. I got to tell you, get it, you get the word today. Hallelujah. Because I need the antiseptic of truth or I'm not going to be able to find my way. Amen. Hallelujah. And sometimes truth comes on purpose. Truth comes on purpose because you said, God, I need you to give me wisdom. He said, yes, I want to give you wisdom, but you got to get the antiseptic first. Amen. I want to give you wisdom, but you need the antibiotic first. Before I can heal you, you need the antibiotic. And the antibiotic is truth. Amen. And once we get the antibiotic, wisdom is long-term care. That's what wisdom is. It's long-term care.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Yeah, way better. Hallelujah. Wisdom is the maintenance checkup. Hallelujah. It's the maintenance check. Because wisdom will check for you.
Thanks.
Wisdom checks for you. Mm-hmm. It checks for us. Listen, wisdom readdresses issues that may come up from the past. See, when you ask God for wisdom, amen, as you're going along, amen, he got to readdress some old stuff because it'll start coming up again. And that's why he sends truth every now and again. He got to send a sting every now and again to jog your wisdom. Hallelujah. To reignite your wisdom. And then God has given us each and every one of us a portion of wisdom. But we always should be asking for fresh revelation.
Yes, yes.
We always, even not just the spiritual things, but even things in your life. Fresh revelation. Listen, maybe last year God said, I want you to open up a burger restaurant. But you know what? Maybe this year he may got a fresh revelation for you. That's the one thing I'm realizing we in the body of Christ that we do. And not saying that God can't give you something, he can't keep it. But God can't never give us nothing fresh because we get stuck. Because we don't re-invite ourselves into the presence of God to get a re-infusing of his wisdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Things change. God is moving, always moving. And so if I told you to open a burger chain last year and you didn't do it, hallelujah, I'm probably not going to tell you to do it this year because I already got somebody doing that. So now I need to shift you into a new place. But see, if we don't have wisdom, we don't know that. You know, God may have shifted your anointing. And see, that's another thing we have to begin to understand in the body of Christ that, listen, God gives us grace, gives us the ability to flow in all different dimensions. I remember when I used to be, amen, with Apostle Karen, and I was at her church. I did everything. I cleaned up. I was on the praise team. I was on the dance team. I was the deacon board chair. I was a minister. I was a pastor. I did the finances. Anything to be done, I've done it. Hallelujah. Anything to be done. That meant that every season then my anointing changed. See, there had to be I had to have an anointing for the kids. I had to have an anointing to dance, which, amen.
Amen.
Not anointed to do that, but he graced me in a season to dance. Hallelujah. I had to have an anointing to sing. I had to have an anointing to all these different things. I had to have an anointing, amen, to be obedient, to come and clean up. Hallelujah. Clean the toilet. Hallelujah. There's an anointing for that. You need God to anoint you to come. Amen. So you don't do it halfway. Glory to y'all. Come on.
You have guests.
That's an anointing. You gotta ask God, God anoint me so that God can be pleased with my service. Come on here. So every season the Holy Spirit had to anoint me with a fresh, and the only way I knew that he was doing it is if I asked him for a fresh wind. And then when the wind blew, I was pliable enough to move with it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what wisdom says. Wisdom says, ask for fresh downloads. Hallelujah. Ask for fresh downloads, and he'll give them to you. Amen. Glory to God. One season you may be doing, but another season he may shift you right into something else. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because what he wants you to know
Amen.
Is, I put all things in you.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. We know the word, but we don't understand the revelation of the word.
Yeah.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen. Amen.
I may not do them perfectly, but I can do them. Oh, see, y'all. Okay, watch this. Listen, I'm gonna tell you this. This gonna blow your mind. So we all of a sudden, it was a war. All of a sudden, the buildings came down and everything was in chaos. Everything was in chaos, and you couldn't go to the hospital, and you had to fix your baby leg. Not fix it, but you know maybe it's a deep cut. What would you do?
Oh,
okay. Okay, but you're not equipped to be a surgeon, but an anointing will fall on you in that moment. Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk to me.
Amen.
You ain't gonna talk to me. See, you may not do everything perfectly, but you can do all things. Promise you, if you get put in a situation, you'll find out what's in you.
Amen.
Oh, my God. You'll
Amen.
Find out what's in you.
Amen.
When you get in a tight pickle, you will find out you got all kinds of gifts and talents in
yes.
you.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Glory to God. And so that's what he's talking about giving the understanding, the difference between just knowing the word and really living in the revelation of the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what he wants. That's what wisdom does.
Yes.
Wisdom allows us to fully accept the revelation of God's truth.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Flow in it. And that's what he wants. As we are going to, as we are moving, or as God is delivering us and making us whole, this is a part of being delivered and being made whole. I want you to go to Luke 21 and 15, because I promise you, this I read this today, and that thing, Lord help me, it blessed my heart. Luke 21 and 15. And I'm done. Yep, I'm done. The scripture says, watch this. For I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict.
Right there.
Done.
Right there.
Done. Mm-hmm. I will give you words and wisdom, and nothing can penetrate.
Glory.
Amen. Amen.
This is the word. I didn't make it up. Thank God. Y'all reading it? Are y'all reading that? That's what the word says. I'll give you words and wisdom, and none of your adversaries can penetrate the word that you release. Oh, my God. Wow. My God. Walking in the revelation of the word, not just knowing the word, but the revelation of the word. Your words have power. And if you allow the spirit of wisdom to reside in your belly, he said, I'll give you the words, wise words, to be able to speak. And your enemies won't even, they have to back up off it. Your adversaries have to back up off it. Those who are not in agreement, they got to come into agreement.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I read that today, y'all. I had to write it on a sticky note. I'm going to pray that thing every day. I'm going to pray that every day because that's what we need, those kind of words. Because the enemy always trying to get in, frustrating us. He frustrates our words, so we don't speak words of affirmation. Mm-hmm. We don't speak words of power. Mm-hmm. We don't speak words of strength. We speak words of sadness and lowliness and just downtrodden. Mm-hmm. He said, no. Watch your words. Watch your words. But I'm going to give you words and wisdom that not one, none, zero, zero, nothing, nah, nada, all that. All of that in another language. Give it to me in another language. I don't know. Something like that. None of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. I wanted to stop right there. Because when I read that, I said, God, you are some kind of wonderful.
Yes, he is.
That's wisdom. That's wisdom. And once we allow the antiseptic of truth to penetrate, clean us out. We know we was born with certain proclivities. We got them. We do. We got a natural seat. We got a spiritual seat. And we have, and naturally and spiritually, sought the wrong thing. We started out perfect. We did. Perfect little angels. Perfect. No sin. I mean, not physical sin. We was born in sin, but we weren't sinners. Let me say that. You weren't a sinner as a baby? Hallelujah. But throughout life, we have allowed ourselves to seek things. Our desire, our appetite changed. And so because our appetite changed, it put things in us. And so when we allow the antiseptic of the truth of the Holy Spirit to come and clean us up, then we can receive the wisdom of Jesus Christ and his word. And this word says when we ask him for the wisdom, he'll give us wisdom and words that our adversaries have to agree or back off. Hallelujah. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you for this word on tonight. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that as you are speaking to us through this word, that you will begin to show us those things in which we need to release to you, even the greater. Show us, Father God, those things that are deep down on the inside of us that need, amen, to be healed and where we need to be made whole. And we pray, Father God, that you would send the anesthetic of truth down, the antiseptic of truth down, and begin to pull those things and clean those things out that are not supposed to be there. And Father, then we pray that a wind of truth will blow through our lives. And God, that we will be pliable enough to move where the wind of the Spirit is blowing. Father God, give us the ability to do what thus says the Lord and do it with joy and to do it with happiness, God. And we just are so grateful for the ability to serve you, because that's what it's all about. It's about serving you and getting in the right position so that we can serve you effectively. God, we love you today. Jesus, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you that we are heirs to you. We're heirs to your throne. We thank you that you're our brother and we love you, and that you went and you died for us, that you were the perfect example of how to receive the wisdom of God and be obedient even unto death. God, we love you, we bless you, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What an awesome word. Awesome word. Amen. Amen. I tell you, it blessed me. It blessed me even as I was studying in it. But I want everyone to go on today, amen, with a mind, amen, of allowing the Lord to do something different, new in you, amen. Don't get stuck in the old, but allow the Spirit of God to do something new in you. Hallelujah. I want to do, amen, while people are on the line as well, and amen, while our ministry family is online, I want all of us to come into agreement on tonight, amen. We're going to lift up Elder-elect Diane in prayer on tonight, amen. She shared, amen, some troubling information regarding her mother. And so we just want to pray, amen. We just want to pray for her and pray for her family. Come on, y'all. Come on, let's just pray. Come on. Everybody stand up. Hallelujah. 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 And those on the line, if you all could pray with us as well and lift, amen, this woman of God. Father God, we come before you tonight, God, and we, Father, we, you know all things.
Yes.
You know all things. You see all
yes.
things. You know the deep places yes. in the hearts of your sons and daughters. Father God, I pray, Father, that you will go to Diane's mother now. Father God, you know the depths of her heart. And I pray, Father, I pray for the woman of God that you would give her the desire
yes.
of her heart.
Yes.
Give her the desire of her heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that whatever
yes.
that desire be, Father, whatever that desire be, that you give her children the ability, Father God, to be able to stand and pray
yes,
and
God.
Intercede
yes,
and
God.
Love, Father,
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, for each child
yes,
in this family.
Yes,
I pray, Father God, that you would give them a peace that surpasses
yes,
all understanding.
Yes, yes.
I pray for the wisdom of God to be
yes,
upon this family, Lord,
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I pray, Father God, even as mother is resting in her
yes,
bed,
God,
that you would
yes,
give her peace as she rests, Father, in the name of
God,
Jesus.
Yes,
I pray, Father God, for every doctor's hand that's
yes,
going to be laid upon her, that you would sanctify
yes,
them now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that all matters of anxiety that is upon
yes,
mother's heart, that you will release it now in the name of Jesus. Give her peace. We speak peace. We speak peace. We speak peace now in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will give peace to these young people, to these children, oh God, to her heirs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that there will be no confusion. There will be no disunity, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that in this moment, God, that you will connect them heart to heart and breast to breast. Give them the wisdom to make the right decisions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you.
Thank
I thank you for your woman
Hallelujah.
Servant. I thank you for the woman. I thank you for mother, God. I thank you for her.
Thank
you for every part of her life. Thank you, God, that she is a servant. She's your servant, God. She belongs to you, God. You know her and she knows you, God. So I pray, God, that you would speak to her in the midnight hour, God. I command it. Hearken to the heart of your servant, O God.
Yes, God.
Hear her heart, God.
Yes,
hear her heart. Oh God, we intercede for her.
Yes,
and we thank you, Father God.
Thank you, God.
We thank you, Father God, that
thank
your good and perfect will is going to
yes,
be done in
God.
Her
yes.
and through her.
Yes.
Woo, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. I thank you, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for your woman servant. Thank you for your will being
19
seconds. Thank you, Father. We bless you, Lord. In
Jesus'
name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And we anoint this oil. We anoint this oil of fresh, oh God, that this may be the oil of joy. Exchange for every burden, for every heavy place, for every low place. Let this be the anointing oil that brings joy upon our forehead. That brings joy upon our feet. I'm under the bosaya. That brings joy upon our heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Rabba Shokora Mandeliasha. Reshe Mandoro the bosaya. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. We bless God for everyone who was listening on today. Go with God. Have a wonderful weekend. We love you. And we will see you Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning into Ignite. I pray that something was said on today that has provoked you to seek after God the greater, and that you would make a new commitment to your God-given purpose.
We would love to hear your testimonies as to how God is igniting your life. Please contact us at www.ignite.com.